This is a Building Resilience Podcast, episode 177, The Quick Guide to Remembering Events. Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Building Resilience Podcast. I have some pretty exciting upcoming events this weekend for our family. My stepson is graduating from law school, so we are going to New York City to celebrate that with him, and a couple of my other kids are joining us. My two little boys are in remote locations far north in Canada for the summer tree planting, so they are not coming. We will definitely miss them. But in addition to graduation, it is Mother's Day, and so one of my sons will be with us, and my stepkids will spend the day with their mom, who's obviously coming for the graduation as well. And I'm spending the day with Rob and my son. His wife, my son's wife, is actually in India doing a placement for her nursing program. So it's just going to be the three of us. And we have some fun plans, including a Broadway show. So it's going to be a pretty amazing weekend. Want to wish everybody a very happy Mother's Day weekend. And it's going to be one of those weekends where there's going to be fun things to remember. And because of that, I thought I'd pull out some of my memory tips that I use with my SLP clients. And I only use them because many people who have suffered a traumatic brain injury have memory issues. So we usually work on that. But the tips that I share with them and that I have to improve memory are actually just tips that I personally use and that they're good for everyone. So I thought I'd share them with you here. Now, it's really hard for our brain to remember everything. And it can get pretty overwhelming for our brain. And even as you age, your memory can also be impacted. So we want to make sure that we're constantly nourishing our memory. Now, I don't think it's particularly helpful to go around saying that, well, as I get older, I just lose muscle mass or my memory deteriorates a bit, especially if you start to feel that that's inevitable. And then what can you do? But I do think it's helpful to acknowledge that, yes, as we age, changes happen. So we want to be doing what we can to build up our capacity, build up our muscle mass, build up our cognitive reserve, build up our memory reserve. And we can do that by doing things to learn about memory and nourishing all our memories. So today, I want to share with you, how can you remember or up your level of remembering special events in your life? How do you remember those special times? Like I'm going to be doing at my stepson's graduation and my Mother's Day with my son this year. I'm going to give you 8 different ways that you can up your chances of remembering specific events. And the first one is to tell your brain to pay attention. It seems simple, but it's bringing the brain back to the present moment. Because the brain loves to go to the past, loves to go to the future. And it has a harder time staying in the present moment. So when you tell it to pay attention, think of it like a teacher telling the class, this is going to be on the test. And then everyone sits up a bit straighter and starts taking notes. This is what you're doing when you deliberately tell yourself to pay attention. So that's the first thing you're going to do. The second thing you're going to do is limit distractions and avoid multitasking. Our brain, no matter which way you cut it, does not do well with multitasking. It is a single task oriented organ. So if you are doing multiple things, you are spreading your attention and you're less likely to take in all the information around you. If you want to remember, you need to be fully engaged and using all your resources towards remembering. So sometimes people will say that they have a terrible memory, but really it's because they haven't been paying close enough attention. Now, thirdly, try for something novel. So break the routine in some way. You're not very likely to remember a random Tuesday night dinner, but you may remember if you decided that you would break the routine and eat dessert first, or sit on the floor, or eat with no utensils. Taking a regular event and making it unique will increase your chance of remembering. That's why usually special occasions get a higher place in our brain, because they're often around novel events. So do something to make it unique and novel. And that ties into the fourth thing that you can do, is make it meaningful. The more you understand your why to remember, the better it will be. So I remember a couple of years ago, I was in Switzerland with Rob and my son Josh, and we went paragliding. And my co-pilot said to me, "Here are the instructions for taking off and landing." Now, you can bet that was very meaningful to me. So not only did I perk up and listen, I actually then tried to enlist different strategies to help me remember. I repeated the things out loud to him. I put things in my own words to make sure I remembered. I asked him for more details. I asked for clarification, because I was truly, clearly motivated to remember. So make it meaningful. And incidentally, that was such an incredible experience. It is one that I never would have been able to do had I not learned how to regulate my nervous system and keep myself calm doing something that was really scary. It ended up being so incredible, and I was able to really enjoy it because I focused on calming my nervous system. Now, the fifth way that you can really up your chances of remembering is to feel it. Now, Dr. Rick Hansen, he teaches a process called HEAL, and it's a process that I actually teach in my advanced training of nervous system resilience. He talks about how we use this process, and this is the acronym HEAL. I'll go through it in a second. He talks about how we use it to help us hold on to good moments instead of bad moments, negative moments. He has this great expression where he says the brain is like Teflon when it comes to good moments, and like Velcro for bad moments. And he shares some steps on how to really hang on to the good. And I think his technique is a great technique for holding on to your memories as well. The acronym that he uses is HEAL, H-E-A-L. H is this idea to have a positive experience. And the first step is where you want to identify a positive experience, bring it into your awareness. And this can be done simply by noticing pleasant sensations in your external environment, or even noticing a calmness in you, noticing something that maybe a friend is doing, or noticing something that is going on around you. So for example, when I'm at the graduation, I may stop and notice who's around me, the people around me, what's going on the stage and so forth. So have the present positive experience. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to enrich it. That's the E, enrich. You want to stay with that experience for at least 10 seconds. You don't want your mind to wander. The key is to really activate the full breadth of the experience. And you really want to open up to different sensations. I also like opening up to my five senses. What do I see? What do I hear? What do I smell? Is there a certain taste? Can I reach out and touch something? Really allow the experience to be nourished and enriched by all the things that are going around it, all the thoughts that are coming into my mind. And that leads us to the A, which is absorb it. Allow the experience to really sink in. And sometimes people refer to this as savoring. Really take it and hold on to it. Make an attempt to cherish and remember. Set aside the intention to make it feel part of you. Now, you can visualize different elements of the experience coming together, almost like in your heart and in your mind. I love to say, and I've shared this before, my heart is taking a picture. I literally feel the transfer of this memory into my heart. And I tell myself, I never want to forget this. I'll review all the details that I want my heart to remember. I may verbally say things out loud. I may look at tiny details and tell my brain to remember. Now, the last phase is something that he calls linking, where he talks about linking the positive and the negative material. That's really an optional step and probably more helpful when we're trying to deal with negative emotions and experiences. But I love using the have the experience, enrich it, and absorb it. Really savor it when I'm trying to hold on to a memory. Now, the sixth way that you can really enrich your experience and hold on to your memory is to talk about it. We know that repetition is very powerful for the brain. So the more you talk about something, the more you're going to be repeating it. So share your memory with people. It can be helpful to share it with the other people that were there because that helps their memory too. Even doing a little debrief after an event can really help with this. Did you notice this? Did you see that? Did you pay attention to this? Really, that will help enhance the whole experience. The seventh way that we can hold on to our memories a little bit longer, write about them, journal about them, blog about them. You can also just jot down a few notes in your agenda or in the notes app in your phone. The act of writing deliberately will help consolidate the memory. And often we'll want to write more details. Later on, we can always revisit the writing, and our writing can then serve as a trigger to the actual memory. And then eight is to take photos and videos. Often when you take photos, you take in what's going around you when the photo is being taken. You're more likely to review and look at the photo and look at it often. Not only taking photos, but if you then put them somewhere on social media or in an album, that can really help with the memory. And even if you write a little caption to go with it, you get called back to that photo. You can see comments on the photo. Your photo will end up showing up in your memory. Say if you post it on Facebook or something, and down the road, it will pop up and serve as a reminder. These photos and the captions, they really serve as powerful triggers for you to bring you right back to that time when the memory was created. Now, you don't want to spend all your time behind the camera, but there is a sweet spot. Capture it with a photo and then get present. Put your camera down and put your phone down and then just lean in and have your heart take a picture. Literally tell yourself that. Frame it in your mind. Pretend you're taking a snapshot with your heart. So those are some quick tips to help you increase your ability to remember events. And remember, if you are stressed or activated or overwhelmed, it will be harder to remember things because your thinking will be offline. So if you really want to maximize your retention, make sure you are regulated, calm, relaxed. I hope that was helpful, and enjoy remembering your events. Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.